Unit 22. Food and Nutrition. Page 86. 2. Let's listen. People are talking about their eating habits. What does each person eat now? Listen and check the correct picture. 1.
I never pay attention to my diet. I eat whatever I want. There's nothing I like more than a big, juicy steak for dinner, and chocolate cake and ice cream for dessert. Yum.
2.
I'm trying to cut down on cholesterol, so I've stopped eating eggs, cheese, and red meat. I'm eating a lot more fish and chicken.
3.
I'm trying to put on weight. Everyone tells me I'm too thin, so I started eating a lot more meat and dairy products. It's great. Now I can go out as often as I want for hamburgers and milkshakes.
4.
I've got a real sweet tooth. I love chocolate, candies, and things like that. But I know it isn't healthy, so I've given all that up. Now the only sweets I have are fruit.
Page 87. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. A doctor is talking to her patients about nutrition. What advice does she give each person? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Well, from what you've been telling me, Mr. Grant, it sounds like you're already eating more vegetables. That's good. But you should definitely eat less cheese. It has a lot of sodium and fat in it. That might explain why your cholesterol level is so high.
2.
I'm glad to hear that you've been eating fish more often, Linda. It's much better for you than meat because it has a lot less fat in it. It will probably help your high blood pressure, too. Now, you should also try to eat more fresh fruit, too, especially oranges and bananas.
3.
Well, Chris, I think it's great that you've been eating a lot of vegetables. I see you've been having fruit with every meal, too. That's excellent. But you say you've been feeling tired and weak lately, so you should eat more meat.
4.
Miss Barton, I'm wondering about all the bread you've been eating. I know you need to lose weight, and sometimes eating a lot of bread makes that very difficult. So I'd like you to eat less bread for a few weeks. Otherwise, your diet seems pretty well balanced. You're eating meat, but not too much meat, as well as a lot of fruit and vegetables.
5.
You're right, Mr. O'Brien. You're definitely losing too much weight. It's probably because you haven't been eating meat. Now, even if you don't eat meat, you still need protein. Why don't you try eating more eggs and cheese? They've got a lot of protein. I'm sure that will help.
6.
Well, Mrs. Johnson, you said you've been eating a lot of candy and chocolate. I know we all love sweet things, but chocolate can be really bad for your skin, especially when you're under stress. That's probably why you have this skin problem now. I suggest you stop eating chocolate for a few months. Instead, eat more fruit.
Page 87. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What is each person's health problem? Write the correct letter. Page 88. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. This person is giving a talk about cheese. Are these statements true or false? Listen and check the correct answer.
Cheese is one of the world's oldest foods. It was made by the ancient Egyptians over 3,000 years ago. It is a valuable food since it contains fat, vitamins, and protein. It is used both as a food itself and in many different types of cooking. There are hundreds of different types of cheese around the world, but they are almost always made from the same thing, milk. Cheese is made from several different kinds of milk, including cow, sheep, and goat's milk. Most cheese in the United States is made from cow's milk. Cheese also contains water. A soft cheese, like brie, contains more water than a hard cheese, like Parmesan. Cheese is produced through a process called fermentation. The process of making cheese was probably discovered by chance. Ancient people used to make bags using the skin from an animal's stomach. When they used these skin bags to carry milk, bacteria from the animal's skin reacted with the milk to begin the fermentation. The result is cheese. Today, cheese making is a very scientific process. First, the milk used in cheese is pasteurized, which means that it is heated to remove all bacteria. Then, specially cultivated bacteria, called cultures, are added to the milk. The milk is kept fairly warm during this period to help the cultures grow. As they grow, the bacteria cultures sometimes release bubbles of carbon dioxide. These bubbles help make the holes in Swiss cheese. Next, as the milk ripens, it forms a solid substance. This substance is called curd. The curd is removed, and the water is drained from it. The curd forms the basis of the cheese and may be treated in different ways. Finally, once it is matured and dried, the cheese is ready to eat.
Page 88. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. How is cheese made? Number the steps from 1 to 5.